O you who have attained to faith, whenever you give or take credit for a stated term, set it down in writing. And let a scribe write it down equitably between you, and no scribe shall refuse to write as God has taught him. Thus shall he write. And let him who contracts the debt dictate, and let him be conscious of God, his sustainer, and not weaken anything of his undertaking. And if he who contracts the debt is weak of mind or body, or is not able to dictate himself, then let him who watches over his interests dictate equitably. And call upon two of your men to act as witnesses. And if two men are not available, then a man and two women from among such as are acceptable to you as witnesses, so that if one of them should make a mistake, the other could remind her. And the witnesses must not refuse to give evidence whenever they are called upon. And be not loath to write down every contractual provision, be it small or great, together with the time at which it falls due. This is more equitable in the sight of God, more reliable as evidence, and more likely to prevent you from having doubts later. If, however, the transaction concerns ready merchandise which you transfer directly unto one another, you will incur no sin if you do not write it down. And have witnesses whenever you trade with one another. But neither scribe nor witness must suffer harm. For if you do them harm, behold, it will be sinful conduct on your part. And remain conscious of God, since it is God who teaches you, and God has full knowledge of everything.